Welcome to the West Highlands and the Ardnamurchan Peninsula. One of our readings today reflects the time or the story of when Jesus stayed behind in the synagogue, in the temple, and our call to worship reflects this. Lost or found, leaving or arriving, precocious child or young adult. As Jesus grew, we can find a person we can recognise, human enough to journey alongside and ask the questions we want to ask. Let us find a place here that invites us to continually grow, finding new questions and places to explore, stretched in our faith and welcomed in love. Join us in our worship.
Thank you. Let us pray. Loving Creator, all that is seen and all that is hidden comes from you. The universe gives us a tiny glimpse into the mystery of who you are. You have given us life to enjoy and explore the wonders of creation. Jesus came to show us how much you love us and that you long for us to love you in return. Like an anxious parent who has lost a child, you search for us and will not stop until we are found safe and home with you. You never give up on us. You never stop loving us. You never leave us. We thank you. We're sorry that we sometimes choose to lose ourselves in the world, ignoring you and choosing to do what we will. Forgive us, Lord. We know that we can be selfish, stubborn, and thoughtless at times. Forgive us, Lord. Remind us that your love and patience is never ending, that you are always waiting for us to return to you, to find our way home. Thank you, Lord. Help us to learn from our past mistakes, to accept your forgiveness, and to keep moving forward, following in the way of Jesus, day by day. Amen.
Our first reading today is taken from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense, and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. Our second reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52, the boy Jesus at the temple. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they could not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and men. Amen, and thanks be to God.
We have two passages today, one from Isaiah and one from Luke. And sometimes it can be quite difficult to see a link between the passages we are given in the lectionary so that we can include both in our reflection. Well, today our Old Testament reading is describing the joy the future glory of Jerusalem will bring to God. He will see his people returning home. Jerusalem is being used figuratively as a place to mean that people will return to God, to the values of the kingdom. People will come to know God from all over the world, from many nations. Not just Jews, but people from all these nations will have stories about how great God is, tales of what he has done. The kingdom of God will reign supreme on earth. The values that we celebrated during Advent of hope, peace, joy, and love will hold sway. Over many centuries, people had been moving away from God and the kingdom values rather than towards the ideal of the Garden of Eden. And time again, prophets tried to bring the people back into line until eventually there was a prediction of a Messiah. And over Advent and Christmas, we followed the story of just such an event. The messages from God from the prophets were clearly not enough, and so over Christmas we celebrated the arrival of the Messiah, whose role it was to make the message even clearer. And the Messiah who arrived was not what it had been imagined, not a warrior focusing on military defeat of invading tribes, but a baby who would be brought up to understand the issues facing humanity and to have a deep understanding of the relationship mankind could have with their God. Naturally, not much is written about Jesus' childhood. Why would it? He was being raised as a normal child within a normal family. There have been attempts to write about his childhood, but these writings have been excluded from any collection of the Gospel readings. The truthfulness of what is written in the Gospels is based on corroboration from other sources, and there is no room for imagined text, as it would undermine the authority of the Gospel readings and writings. However, from much that is written, and from a knowledge of the life within a Jewish community and family, much can be surmised. So looking at the passage from Luke, what can we surmise? Well, the passage begins by telling us that Mary and Joseph went each year to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. The Passover festival was and is central to the Jewish faith, commemorating the delivery of the Jews from captivity and oppression in Egypt and their journey to their promised land. The promised land spoken of in the covenant between Abraham and God many, many years before. It was a requirement of the Jews to attend the Passover every year if they lived nearby. But Mary and Joseph lived 90 miles away in Nazareth. They would have been expected to go maybe once in their lifetime. But every year? That would show, that frequency of visiting would show that the family was very devout and followed their faith closely. Well, the passage tells us that Jesus was there, but it doesn't tell us whether that's his first time at the festival. It only makes reference to the fact that he's 12 years old. And this is the age, 12 or 13, when a Jewish boy or girl becomes recognised as an adult. This is the age when a Jewish boy nowadays would be expected to attend the Shabbat or the Sabbath prayer, study at Hebrew school, and take on a charity or a community project and maintain a membership of good standing in the synagogue. And here in the passage, we hear that Jesus was discussing the scriptures with the Jewish teachers, listening and asking questions. So it would appear that Mary and Joseph, being devout Jews, were bringing their family up, not just Jesus, but bringing their whole family up with the rules and expectations of Jewish law. And so we can imagine the sort of life that Jesus would have had. We also get a sense of family and community. Going to Jerusalem would have taken some time, 90 miles of walking. There would be a great deal of chatter, and if it's as we were told that they went every year, no doubt it would be an occasion and an opportunity for catching up with old friends. People would know each other, and they made the assumption that as they left, Jesus was somewhere in the stream of people heading back to Nazareth. And then we can feel the horror of what is probably most parents' worst nightmare, thinking you've lost your child. It gives us a glimpse into a very human situation which many of us will be able to identify with. Jesus has gone missing, and his parents don't know where he is. The feeling of trying to stay calm and logical, and then with increasing feelings of panic, the realisation that he is not where you thought he was or would be. And then the relief when the family are united. Real human drama and emotions. Jesus was 12, and so he was recognised as an adult. Maybe he thought he was ready to behave and act independently. Mary challenges him when they find him by asking, "Why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been terribly worried trying to find you." And Jesus replies, "Why did you have to look for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" Uh-oh, is that disrespectful? It's a conversation which could go on in any family with teenagers. That transition between the different stages of life and the challenges it brings for both child and adult. Well, we are told that Jesus went home with them and grew in both body and wisdom, gaining favour with God and people. So he still clearly had quite a bit to learn about humanity and how to interact with those around him. As for Joseph and Mary, particularly Joseph, that remark of being in his father's house might have cut deep. Well, we have looked at the two readings from a number of perspectives. Initially, the reading from Isaiah was describing what God would like to see happen, his people responding and benefiting from his generous love and care. Almost a version of the Lord's Prayer, which we pray regularly, "Your kingdom come." And then we looked at the passage from Luke, from the perspective of the important occasions in the Jewish faith, the importance of Passover and becoming an adult. We looked at the family and community travelling joyously to Jerusalem, and then the stress caused when something goes amiss. We considered the hurt, the panic and disappointment Mary and Joseph must have been feeling. And lastly, Jesus responds, accurate in that he had to be in his father's house, but thoughtless and hurtful in its delivery. Jesus would follow his guidance from God, but he was not quite ready, or not quite as ready as he obviously thought he was. He still had much to learn, much to absorb about being able to relate to others. Mary and Joseph had had their wake-up call that Jesus would be leaving their care soon, and he would be embarking on his mission and ministry for which he was sent. There are always moments along the way that mark us and define us. Those crossroads and those roundabouts when we have to decide which exit we're going to take. It might be worth this week just thinking what yours have been and how they have changed you or defined you.
Parent God, we gather as your beloved children, grateful for your love. We thank you for the sacred places where we can find you, worship you, and feel at home. Our hearts go out to our brothers and sisters who are less fortunate, who need to meet in secret places, and who are in danger just because they want to worship you. May they find you anywhere they can and know that you are with them always. We thank you for loving us so much. You sent Jesus to help us find you. We long for the world to meet you in Jesus, that all may feel at home in your love. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who travels with us always and guides us home when we get lost. Our world needs to follow your Spirit and return to you, so that the world will become a place people are glad to call home. We thank you for the Bible, for stories that help us know you more and understand who we are and whom we serve. May your word be available in many forms for everyone to see, read, and listen to. We thank you for sharing our humanity, for teaching us that your love is eternal, that our home is with you, and no matter how often we get lost, you patiently wait for us to return. Our hearts are with all who are lost to you, all who are seeking to return, and all who have yet to discover you. We thank you for families of all shapes and sizes, for people who build community and work hard at building relationships with others. Our hearts break for your children who are abandoned or abused, for all who have not been part of a loving family and who long to be welcomed home. May they come to know your love and find a place to call home with a new family who love them just as they are. May we continue to find our home in you, follow in the way of Jesus, and walk in our world, sharing your love for everyone, building your kingdom here and now. Lord, in your mercy, hear all our prayers. Amen.
Let us dedicate our offering. Let us pray. Loving parent, you have provided all that we need, and we are thankful. We humbly offer our gifts of money. May they help to find people who are lost and bring them home. We offer our service in the building of your kingdom here and now. May we use our words and actions to reach the lost and bring them home. Amen. And let us join together in the family prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Love divine, all love's excelling, joy of heaven to earth come. Pure, unbounded love, thou art. Spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit. Let us find that second rest. Take away the love of sinning. Alpha and Omega be end of faith as its beginning. Set our hearts at liberty.
Thank you for joining in our worship today. As we leave this place, which feels like home, we go out into the world. We take with us the light of Christ. We take the love of God, and we take the fellowship of the Holy Spirit who travels with us. Take your light and shine it brightly in the world as God guides you. Amen.
upon